Wake Up with Anthony Tilley across the Central Wheat Belt. Always good to catch up with business futurist Morris Misolowski. How are you, Morris?
Excellent, thanks.
Now, I just wanted to ask you, a lot of talk about augmented and virtual reality. Can you tell us the difference between the two?
Yeah, sure. So you're right, there's been a lot of talk, and that's because this year, for the first time, we're beginning to see them in a retail sense. They'll be readily available from most of our high street shops. The difference is this, that virtual reality asks you to put on a headset or something similar, a pair of goggles, and you lose the real world and you see a digital world. So it's kind of like stepping into a cartoon, stepping into a game. In an augmented world, think Heads Up, think Minority Report, it's where you see the real world, but as well as seeing the real world, you're also seeing additional information.
Now, does the brain fool itself into believing these digital experiences are real? Is that how it works?
It's quite extraordinary. In the virtual space especially, the brain fools itself within about 90 seconds. Lots of tests being done on that. Within 90 seconds, our brains believe that we are in a real world. Our body screams that we're not, but everything else screams that we are. And we begin to act and react and behave as if we are.
Now, what about examples that you have for us in how that works?
So the virtual reality, of course, this year is going to be sold, and it'll be sold primarily for gaming. So you'll be able to, instead of just playing with a controller and seeing a screen, actually walk inside of the game and play in it. But there are some very, very interesting experiments and work being done in health. There are a number of psychologists already that are using virtual reality around the world to slowly immerse people into a digital situation they may not be comfortable with. So they may be able to fly in a digital plane or maybe touch a digital spider or go in, climb up a set of stairs, do something that they couldn't do in the physical world. So that's a really interesting space. We're seeing doctors in health using it to operate on digital patients before they go and do the actual operation. So they will take a real 3D scan of the body, of the tumor, whatever else it is that they are about to operate on, and with the headset and a digital scalpel, they will try and retry that operation before they physically do it. We've seen it used.
Okay, what I'll do is I'll say, okay, Morris, we're going to break for a song, and then I'm going to come back and do the second interview.
Sure.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Right. Thanks very much, Morris. We're going to take a break now and play a song. I want to come back and I want to get maybe a few more examples and also how likely we are to see each and by when. It's Radio West. It's Wake Up with Anthony Tilley across the Central Wheat Belt. We're back talking with business futurist Morris Misolowski about the difference of between augmented and virtual reality and some of the examples where these are going to be used. Can you tell us a couple of more examples, please, Morris?
So we're seeing it used in retail stores in America last year. Tommy Hilfiger, the clothing brand, filmed the New York Fashion Parade and in a 3D virtual environment. And you can go into their Fifth Avenue store in New York and re-watch that parade with a helmet on. We're seeing it used in education, and there's a wonderful piece of technology called Google Cardboard that costs all of $20. It's like old origami. You download the pattern for it, you then fold this cardboard up into a particular box and put a smartphone in the front of it, and students are beginning to use those sorts of things in science classes and all sorts of spaces. What we're going to be able to do is to bring the real actual world that you and I might want to travel to, and still will in great numbers, but where that's not possible, bring that physical world into a digital world near us.
Now, Morris, how likely are we to see each one of these, and say by when, roughly, do you think?
So the virtual headsets will be on sale right now. They're starting between now and 6 months, and that's everything from Samsung, Oculus Rift, HTC, Sony. All of them have said that they will have them. They're likely to be under $600 American, and as I said, between now and June this year, we'll see models of all of those come out. The interesting one is when Apple will play, and we're beginning to have conversations about Apple entering the space. We're not sure when that'll happen, but most probably somewhere within the next 12 to 18 months. Augmented reality is also starting to begin to be seen. Augmented, of course, is the additional as well as, so we don't need the headset. We're seeing it in heads-up displays in cars. We'll see more of those over the years. And at the Super Bowl a couple of weeks ago, there was a trial, of course not for everybody, a prototype trial of augmented reality football players, where they were like holograms running around inside your lounge room. So no television set, literally the field was on your floor or wherever you projected it. Lots of things in this space coming forward. For me, the money is on augmented reality in the long run, because you and I don't want to walk around with a headset for the rest of our lives. That doesn't make sense. So that's an interim step. We'll have that for about 5 years or so as augmented reality begins to cook.
Always good to talk with you, Morris. Look forward to catching up in a couple of weeks. All of this and other topics, you can go to businessfuturist.com. It's Radio West.